is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and shooting another has been taken into custody. Vance Bolter was arrested in a field in a rural area of Sibley County, southwest of Minneapolis. He did not resist. Minnesota Commissioner of Public Safety Bob Jacobson condemned his attempt to portray himself as a police officer.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
Governor Tim Walz spoke of the loss of former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman, killed along with her husband, Mark.
One man's unthinkable actions have altered the state of Minnesota. Melissa Hortman was the core of who our values were. She had a hand in so many things that happened. The building that we stand in, she helped usher through.
Israel and Iran traded more missile attacks Sunday. CBS 24/7 Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley tells us Israel continued targeting Iran's nuclear operations.
The one place that they have not been able to hit completely is the Fordo nuclear plant. But the IAEA, the UN nuclear watchdog group, is cautioning restraint, saying that is incredibly dangerous for not just people, but also the environment.
President Trump arrived in Calgary, Canada this past evening for the G7 summit. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
The president, of course, has this ongoing trade war between the European Union, other nations around the world, many trade deals that the president has to come up with. So trade will likely be a key focus. In large part, the global economy will also be a key focus of the G7 summit, because remember, this is a gathering of the wealthiest nations in the world.
The National Association for Business Economics panel of forecasters suggests economic growth is slowing and inflation will rise again. Economist Rebecca Rocky of Cushman and Wakefield.
Panelists still are expecting GDP growth to moderate pretty substantially. So for the year, on an average annual basis, just 1.3% growth. Obviously, we've been growing 2.5%, 3% over the last few years. So this is a pretty substantial slowdown.
It was wet and nasty at Oakmont for the U.S. Open, but not for J.J. Spaun.
And one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history, J.J. Spaun closes the deal.
The call on NBC Sports after Spaun delivered the longest putt all week for a birdie-birdie finish into 72. He won the Open by 2 shots over Robert McIntyre and was the only player under par. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-236-0285. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-236-0285. 800-236-0285. 800-236-0285.
Pope Leo XIV praised the benefits of sports. Let's go to Rome.
Pope Leo XIV closed the Jubilee of Sport with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, reminding everyone that sports can be a means of reconciliation and encounter. He told thousands of athletes of all levels, backgrounds, and sports that more than obtaining physical achievements, athletes should give of themselves for others. He said, "Sport is joy of life, a game, a celebration, and champions are not perfectly functioning machines." Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Aaron Judge blames himself for swinging at pitches outside the strike zone as the Yankees were swept in a 3-game series at the Boston Red Sox. Judge went 1-for-12 in the series. He struck out 3 or more times in 3 straight games for the 3rd time in his major league career. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 59. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s on your Monday. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny at a high around 83. For Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s.
Right now, it's 58.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't. Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Brandy, you're a fine girl, what a good wife. if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Bye. can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
My love, lightning striking again.
Just taking over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture.
She gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Stop!
I can't stop.
Stop! I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking me again.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh, Peggy.
gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
You do want me,
just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vance Bolter, the man police say shot two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, was taken into custody in a field near his home in Green Isle. He did not resist. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark died. Governor Tim Walz provided an update on State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette.
The latest news is Senator Hoffman came out of his final surgery and is moving towards that. Towards recovery. Yvette is healing.
Police officers witnessed the fatal shooting of Mark Hortman before the shooter fled, documents say. CBS News Minneapolis reporter Derek James.
When those Champlin officers called